Hello, our dear listeners. This is a podcast of projects. Today we have here in our studio Juho Vähätalo.
Hi everyone.
Welcome, Juho. And also Ville Parkkila.
Hello.
And my name is Petteri Kiuru. So our title today is projects and what we have learned from those projects that we have done here in Pro Academia these past 2 years. So Ville.
Okay, I have always spoken bad English, but I wanted to challenge myself and I went to work on the Color Obstacle Rush European Tour. And I talked a lot with different peoples and I already made a lot of progress in the summer.
Okay, Ville, what kind of projects have you been doing lately?
I have learned here Pro Academia a lot of teamwork and team organizations, and I have been coaching how the teachers can transform to coaches.
All right. Well, I can tell something about what I have learned. I've done a lot of events, so I could say that I've learned quite a lot about event producing. I have done 2 big events. One is about sports. It's Disc Golf European Open. And another one is actually our own project. It is a sports and business seminar. And Ville is actually doing that project with me. So can you, Ville, tell me what do you have learned about the sport and business seminar?
Yeah, last year when I do this first time, I learned to use my contacts and how to sell more expensive tickets to companies and something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same things that I have learned too about the project, because I've never sold something that costs over like 3,000 euros when we talk about the partnerships in our seminar. So it's something that I didn't even imagine before I came to this school, that I'm gonna make a 3,000 euro handshake someday. So selling, you know, high price products and tickets is you know, something that I've learned. Well, I think I've learned pretty much, you know, the entrepreneurship in general. So what does it mean? All the hard work, scheduling, the risk of losing your money, losing your time, maybe even losing your mind in some cases when the risks are too high. And maybe the biggest thing that I have learned is the, you know, the searching all the new opportunities, like, yeah. How can some business make money? How can it be profitable? And how can I do something? And how can our team make a good profit from some project? So yeah. I call it like a project radar. Everywhere where I'm looking, I just see all the potential projects.
Yeah.
How to make profit.
That's good. Juho, let me ask you about this, that you have actually done a lot of work in finances in our company. So what have you learned from there?
Well, yeah, that's definitely true. I was the one of the guys who were starting the bookkeeping system in our company. So we did all that. We interviewed a couple of the bookkeepers, and we chose one, and we've been communicating and learning a lot from our bookkeeper, and of course there's been only like new things that we have done, but finance is pretty logical, so I think that's one of my strengths. So yeah, but yeah,
Yeah, you have actually taught me too to how to mark our money in our system, which we have this kind of like a marking system how each project makes money or something.
Yeah.
And I have Juho taught me how to actually fill the forms over there.
Yeah, Petri was a good student. A little frustration maybe, but yeah. How about Petri?
Yeah, I have been a project manager in few different projects. Those are one company called Vesivec Oy. We did a marketing video and also that involved building this kind of like testing wall, how to test their drain pipe system. And also we made a research about how quick they get dirty. And then I have been a project manager also in this event that we hosted to our long-time partner, HoHo Kiinteistöpalvelut. And what I have learned from there is that when you have a big project and there's a lot of moving parts and you need to know how to do everything and when to do, the scheduling is one of the biggest things that I have learned, that you need to have a good schedule for the project. Also, a project management, where does everything comes from, and if you don't know where they come from, where do you can get something that you need for the projects. And also because there's usually people involved, not only me as a project manager, I have learned leadership skills, how to delegate tasks to other people and how to lead them properly.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more to leadership?
Okay, this one example comes from last spring. I was in Brazil for 10 weeks working in this design thinking process. And in there, there were 6 teams, and I was one of the team leaders in one of the teams. And I saw that it's actually really difficult to lead in a different culture. People actually really act differently because towards the like Finnish people. So you make a lot of mistakes when you are in a different culture, involving with different kind of people, and those people act differently, and they are maybe a little bit more emotional than Finnish people. Us Finnish people are very this kind of like rough and type of persons. And really Brazilians are this kind of like really, really touchy and coziness with each other. But they're also like more sensitive than Finnish people. So if you are leading like a Finnish leader, it doesn't actually really work in Brazil, because they take your leading. So like if you give feedback, they take it like personally, even though you are not giving a personal lecture to anybody. You just like tell that, okay, we didn't succeed in these things, but we succeeded in these things. And then all they hear the negative part, and they're like, it wasn't that bad. Well, maybe not, but it was still really bad.
It would be nice to see Finnish engineers working with the Brazilian people.
Yeah, it would be. But like, yeah, that was a really huge opportunity for me to learn to be a team leader also, and evolve my leadership skills, because I made a lot of mistakes when leading Brazilian people.
All right. It was very interesting to hear about the things that you have learned. Is there anything you want to share?
No, I don't have.
But yeah, in general, come here, study here, and do a lot of different kind of projects. Go to different countries, practice the languages, practice the leadership skills, and try to earn a little money.
Yeah, and be brave and don't afraid of mistakes. Mistakes are those ones that really makes you learn new things.
Yeah, that's true. Welcome to Pro Academia.
Yep.